Starting now.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I don't know.
I should have had Auld Lang Syne queued up.
I was just joking.
Just joking your chain.
No. Welcome to Month of Movies for 2019.
Period.
What?
Instead of January or whatever, it's just 2019. Year wrap up.
The year wrap up. We always have these after the December ones and just kind of tell you how we progressed through our list for the year and all the other stuff that happened along with it.
And then previewing what we're doing for 2020.
Yeah, what our list of movies is for 2020. Now, I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And this is Month of Movies,
where we watch movies and then talk about them. For 2019, Scott compiled a list of comedy movies.
Because I've done the best movies, the worst movies, the scariest movies, my movies, and the scariest movies again. And I want to do scariest movies again because I like scary movies, but I feel like I should do the opposite of scared.
Sad.
Laugh. I was going to do sad. I do have a list of sad movies.
And I was like, most depressing year ever.
I'm going to do it one of these years. But I wanted to.
We can finish the list.
And then, this time I was like, I want to watch the funniest movies because I like comedies. I like laughing, I should say. But I'm slowly realizing I'm not a fan of comedies.
Because the thing is, okay, most comedy movies is trying to go for the average person to laugh.
Yeah.
And so they do the most generic shit to try to cover as many people as possible, where we've grown up with comedy around us all the time.
Yeah.
So our aspect of what we think is funny is completely different than some people's.
Yeah.
Like, I went to see a comedy movie in the theater, and there were some jokes I was the only one laughing.
Yeah.
And everyone else was laughing at the stuff. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, when we saw For Your Consideration,
mm-hmm.
It was Jason, Brian, and I, and then a group of four people that were in the theater as well. It was like seven of us opening night to a Christopher Guest movie. And I don't think Jason, Brian, and I would laugh at one point. And then another point later, the other four would laugh.
Right.
Like, we never laughed at the same time, our group and their group. It was the weirdest thing, because, like, they're doing something, and they laugh, like, oh, I guess it's kind of funny. And then something funny happens, and the three of us, ha, 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 and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with them? So, yeah.
Which was weird, because then, like, Lady Bird was one of those that people laughed, and we were the same as everyone else in the audience, where we all laughed at the same things, which was scary for us, because that never happens.
Yeah.
Usually I'm the only person laughing at jokes, or everyone else is laughing and I'm not.
Well, but also that one wasn't really a comedy movie, though, too. It was like more of a...
It was real life
coming comedy. Of age type.
It was more real life comedy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to go through all the funny movies that we watched from that list. We're going to start with the worst one. And then work our way to the best one.
Yes.
I was going to rank these by funniest instead of by rating.
But that's very hard.
But I didn't do that.
There's a lot of...
After month two, I lost track and I'm like, this is going to be impossible.
Yeah.
Like, for the month, I watched four movies. I could definitely tell you which one was the funniest out of the four.
Yeah.
But out of 50-some... Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely... This would take, like, hours to just put cards on a bulletin board with strings. I go, well,
This one I laughed five times. This
it was
one
a good I movie. Four. I know, I should have sat through a tally, like, just...
I know. Because... And then some of these, they're really good movies, but they didn't make me laugh at all. Like, Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, but I didn't laugh.
Like, the first movie...
Okay, so...
You know, I was going to say that my least favorite movie on this list, I probably laughed... One of the hardest laughs, but it was like one of the hardest laughs.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the joke is. I remember it, but I slightly remember it. I don't want to say it because I'll say it wrong.
Yeah.
But
you can watch whatever month that was.
Yeah.
Four.
What's your lowest rated movie?
Four.
Okay, four. Okay.
So these are the movies that we rated a four. I rated Caddyshack 2. And Superbad as fours.
I rated Obvious Child and Heat as fours.
I don't have any four and a halves.
I don't either.
So for five, I did Blazing Saddle, Caddyshack 1, Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Good Morning Vietnam.
Wow. For my fives, I also had Blazing Saddles, but I had Caddyshack 2 on there, Coming to America, and Stripes.
Okay. I don't have any fives and a halves.
I do. My five and a halves are Back to School. Uh-oh. I lost. Animal House. There's Caddyshack. Neighbors. Young Frankenstein. Good Morning Vietnam.
Okay, so you like those a little more than I did.
Yeah,
for sixes, I got Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, Coming to America, Father of the Bride, and The Heat.
All right. For sixes, I had Pink Panther, Uncle Buck, Spy, Major League, His Girl Friday, Roxanne, Father of the Bride, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Superbad, and Evidence Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Some of those, man, some of those are way better than that, but yeah, that's me.
Okay, yeah.
No, but anyway, six and a half, I put Beverly Hills Cop, Friday, Obvious Child, Odd Couple, Pink Panther, and Young Frankenstein.
It's so hard for me to... I was trying to follow along and stuff, but okay.
It's a jump around.
For six and a half, I had A Fish Called Wanda, Borat, Zoolander, Wayne's World, Nutty Professor, 48 Hours, Team America World Police, Blues Brothers, Broadcast News, The Odd Couple, Beverly Hills Cop, City Slickers, Raising Arizona, and Singing in the Rain.
It's just like there's so many I haven't even said yet.
I know. I'm going to be done so fast.
Sevens.
Yes.
I got 9 to 5.
Okay.
Animal House, Back to School, Blues Brothers, City Slickers, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Neighbors, Nutty Professor, Roxanne, Stripes, Uncle Buck, and Zoolander. Yeah, mine are in alphabetical.
I think mine are, too. Yeah, mine are, too.
I'm almost done with the list already.
Mine are alphabetical. For sevens, I had A Shot in the Dark, The Jerk, Four Weddings and a Funeral, A League of Their Own, Doctor Strangelove, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Hey, we agreed.
Yay.
Friday, Beavis and Butthead Do America, and 9 to 5. We agreed on that one, too.
Yeah. So seven and a half. I put Borat.
I just want to go back to that Borat.
Yeah.
So I was at an antique store, and I found a special edition of Borat for $1. It was still sealed. It came with the movie. It was full screen, but it came with the movie, and then a Kazakhstan T-shirt.
It's probably a medium.
It's an extra large. So you could squeeze into it if you want. But I thought it was funny. I'm like, it's still shrink-wrapped and everything. I'm like, I have to have this now for $1.
So 7.5, I put Borat.
Yes.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Fish Called Wanda, His Girl Friday, It Happened One Night, The Jerk, Major League, Raising Arizona, Shot in the Dark, Spy, Team America World Police, Wayne's World 1 and 2, Wet Hot America Summer. That's 7.5.
The funny thing is, like, I'm looking at all these, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to own most of these until I start getting, like, later on, like, now, like, 7.5. Eight is one of those where it's like, I need to buy this movie. 7.5 is like, if I see it cheap somewhere, for sure. See,
I'm at the point now that normally the eights would be, I need to buy it. But I think about how many movies I haven't rewatched since I bought.
Yeah.
Like, do I need to buy it, or do I just watch it?
Well, that's why I don't rate a lot of things eights or higher.
Well, yeah.
But for 7.5, I have UHF, Wayne's World 2, My Cousin Vinny, Harvey, and Fierce Creatures. Like, yeah. That's a solid set of movies right there.
Those are, yeah. So that was your 7.5?
Yeah.
Okay, so my eights, because see, I don't own 48 Hours.
Yeah.
And that's my eight. Beavis and Butthead Do America, Doctor Strangelove, Fierce Creatures, League of Their Own, and My Cousin Vinny.
My eights are Wet Hot American Summer and It Happened One Night.
I have one 8.5 movie.
Okay.
And that is Broadcast News.
Oh.
And then you don't have any.
That's it. I'm done.
You're done with your list?
Yeah.
Oh, and then I got a 9. I gave one movie a 9, and that's Harvey.
Harvey.
Harvey. Which I'm excited because I got that for Christmas, and there's like featurettes and stuff on there. So I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this.
I'm in this Facebook group called Weird Secondhand Finds and whatever and stuff, where people post like just weird things they find in like secondhand stores. And someone posted the other day, like, my favorite thing is when people post, like, well, look at this weird thing. And I'm like, that's this. And I explain to them, but I go into the comments, and there's already 1,000 people that said, it's this. But someone had a picture, like, I think it's, like, Mr. Rogers and the Easter Bunny. Like, someone had, like, a painted painting.
From
like
Saturday Night Live?
No, it's, like, Harvey.
Oh.
It's, like, is that Harvey painting?
Mr. Rogers. I was thinking Michael Keaton.
No. It's like the painting in Harvey, but
okay.
Like someone that tried to do it themselves and yeah. It didn't look that great. But I was like, it's like that's amazing. Someone they found a Harvey painting, a secondhand painting. I thought that was very entertaining.
Yeah, so Harvey was my favorite movie of the comedies.
Okay.
It might have been the one I laughed the most. I can let him out.
Yeah.
Pee or something.
The cat is in our room. Is in the room we're recording in. And he just woke up and was like, I want to go out the door, and it's closed.
Yeah, because he probably had to pee or he's hungry.
He's always hungry.
Okay, so 2019.
So obviously, but that's the hardest thing about this is, like you said, it's not the funniest movies. It's the ones that are actually the movies we enjoyed as movies.
So I know you watched it, so it wasn't on the list. But to me, the funniest movie I watched this year was It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
It's a good movie.
And it was like, I'm going to watch this since you're watching ones I've already seen.
Yeah, because I watched UHF, which you already... And then Singing in the Rain, yeah.
Yeah, so I did that Mad, Mad, Mad World and then Popstar. Yeah. I didn't put him on the list because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even watch those. I still have that at home, Popstar, that you borrowed. You lent to me.
Yeah, you borrowed from me.
I borrowed it.
Yeah, so, okay, so now with everything combined, with the funny movies and everything else we watched in 2019, what was the worst movie you watched all year?
I thought we were going to mention, like, the funniest.
Oh.
Like, what do you consider the least funny and the funniest on this list?
Oh, shit, I didn't do that. Well, the least funny on this list...
I didn't do it either, but I was just off the top of my head.
I'd probably have to say Uncle Buck, because I don't remember laughing once in that entire movie. It was a good movie, but I don't think it was, like, funny.
Yeah. I was very amused by the, him just talk, like... Macaulay Culkin in that movie, I was very amused by him talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't...
But I'm trying to think.
It wasn't a laugh out loud.
Because even the movies I hated, there were parts that I laughed. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think there was one, maybe two scenes in Blazing Saddles that I laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more groaners than laughs, so...
Yeah, some of the jokes they had.
I guess that's another thing is, do you consider groans negative... Because if you have a movie that you don't laugh at all,
yeah,
that's technically funnier than a movie you laughed once
and got and mad.
Got yeah. mad most of it.
Like like in Blazing Saddles, my favorite part that I laughed quite a bit was when the sheriff, who was black,
right,
and everyone's like, "Whoa, what's this guy doing?"
And he starts yelling at himself.
And then he holds a gun like we need to kill him because he's black or whatever. And then he holds up a gun to himself. He's like, "I'm gonna kill the sheriff. Don't do it." And he's like yelling at himself. And I was like, "Don't let him go. Let him go." It was funny.
Yeah.
But then it's a Mel Brooks movie, so I was like, "God damn it." But that's why I think my least favorite, the least funniest was probably Heat, because
see, I laughed a couple times in that. Because that's the one with the cat, right?
Yeah, I laughed.
The cat part was funny.
But when I knew they were doing jokes that they knew they were going to get people to laugh and I didn't like them, that's what I got. I was so angry about that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was
but
so...
But that's like any Paul Feig movie.
Yeah, but it's not funny to me then. Because, at least with Uncle Buck, I didn't really laugh at that. But it was like, all right, I feel good about this.
Yeah, it was
I did not feel good after watching Heat, which when you watch a funny movie, you want to feel good. That's why I'm like,
I wasn't angry at the end of the movie.
I was.
I think from that point of view, hate to say it, might be Good Morning Vietnam. That was like one that was a struggle to get through for me.
I tried watching that once before and I couldn't get through that first 10 minutes.
Mm-mm.
But I forced myself this time to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's...
Like, this is just me going off of memory because I didn't mark any notes on that.
Although, not funny-wise, like, a movie that, like, didn't do much for me in either way...
Right.
...was Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Yeah. Like, I didn't laugh at all, but I also didn't groan, and I was kind of bored through it, but it was also like, like...
But at least it was kind of short.
It was like almost like 2 hours, wasn't it?
That was an hour and a half.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
But I thought, but those, and then, so the ones I marked were like Heat and Abbott and Costello, because those like stick out my mind. And I'm like, these aren't that funny.
Okay, let's go. Let's go the opposite side. Let's say what's the funniest ones you laughed the most at. Fierce Creatures is definitely one I laughed a lot at.
I did.
Just because, like, it's so clever. A lot of the jokes were so clever. And
I just realized
I feel like you can't get away with making a movie like that anymore without offending too many people.
I just realized I don't know if alphabetical order, they're in order from
when you
the rating
it.
And then the list, how far down the list they were. Yeah,
so that one to me was one of the funnier ones.
Yeah, Fierce Creatures was it. I mean, but Kevin Kline and Michael Palin and John Cleese, those three, like Michael Palin and John Cleese are my two favorite Monty Python actors. So, like, those two in a movie together, even though they weren't really, like, Michael Palin wasn't really used much,
mm-hmm.
but John Cleese wrote it, was one of the writers of the movie, and, like, it was good. Like, just, he's such a good reactionary, like, what? Like, just the way he reacts to things is hilarious. But, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I had as my funniest.
I had that one or Harvey because
Harvey was really good.
There was moments that he would do things comically, and then when I like that I wanted to bring into real life, like just pull a business card, don't call that number, like just the fact
see,
like
the I was Harvey
repeating it to other people.
Right, Harvey to me, the jokes that I laughed at are definitely ones that normal people would be like, "Why is that funny?"
Yeah.
Where Fierce Creatures is pretty obvious why it's funny. Where Harvey, I'd be, because I actually was watching with Carrie. She's like, "Why are you laughing?" I'm like, "Because it's funny."
Yeah. I like the comedy, it had good comedy through repetition. And it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny, like, but just the fact that it kept repeating.
Like, it wasn't like aimed to be a super funny movie, but it was just because the way it wasn't like forced humor.
Yeah. Like, at first, you're like, "Oh, that's weird," but then he just kept doing it. Like, "Okay, buddy, calm down." And then also Wet Hot American Summer, because that movie is just—it's so funny to me. I think it's
you smell like meat.
You know, you taste like hamburgers. I don't love you anymore. Oh, movie's so funny.
Okay, so now we are going to talk about overall, all the movies from 2019.
Oh boy.
We're not going to go through them all, but we'll just start with the worst movies we watched.
I just want to say that, you probably didn't do this, but for the 52 funniest movies I have, I did calculate an average.
Yeah.
So from 4 to 8 is what I scored. So it makes sense that I rated all the movies about a 6.3 average.
See, I'm sure there's a way I can just click this column and do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how.
You're not using Excel, you're using OpenOffice, so I could tell you, but I don't know how. Yeah. If you highlight that whole column, it might, down on the bottom, it might have like a sum or average.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
So, 3.5.
What, 3.5?
No.
Oh.
I got it, don't worry.
Okay, you did the math.
You do the math. So then I just type this divided by 12. I got, that's not right.
That was divided by 12. 12 months is 50 movies. Multiply it by 12. Times 12.
Now I got to do times 12.
And then
divide it by
50.
50.
No way, you have 28. 6.9.
Oh. So better average than you.
Yeah, you like the you. You
can that's
tell.
Because the 9 bumped there's it way up.
So many sixes. Like everything was at 6 and 6.5 though.
Well, the fact that I had an 8.5 and a 9.
Yeah,
definitely makes a difference.
But I was almost done with my score by the my list by the end of 6.5. So, yeah. Okay, and then
so
I was gonna say for the year. So I watched 52 movies on the list. The ones not on the list, I watched 131 movies.
Not on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overall, I watched 183.
I watched 143 minus 50.
93.
So that's how many I watched not on the list.
Yeah.
What? 143? You had 183?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like, we had a 40 movie difference?
That was 2 months worth.
I don't want to talk about all the movies I gave fours to, so I'm just going to pick the worst one out of all of the fours.
Because
4 was my lowest movie. I can't believe this was that the same year.
Was that?
Tag. I watched Tag this year.
Yeah. We also watched Halloween this past year.
Yeah. So, like, to me, Dr. Kickbutt.
Yeah.
Is the worst movie I watched this year. Dr. Kickbutt, Kick Saving a Beauty. Kick Save a Beauty.
Kick Saving a Beauty, I think.
Save a Beauty?
Kick Saving a Beauty.
Oh, mine must have autocorrected.
Probably. Kick
but
Saving
Kick
a Beauty.
Kickbutt didn't autocorrect.
Because it's...
Whatever. I don't care if the name's wrong. Because I don't even know what year it came out.
No one knows. No one will
I
ever
tried
know.
The internet and the internet didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one I gave a 4. That's the worst 4, probably.
Yeah, I have, like, also, like, 8 fours.
I only have 7, but...
I didn't count, I just guessed. But, yeah, I'd probably have to say, also, off our previews list, was either Series 7 or Drawing Flies with a 4, because those were not good.
See, I don't... because the two... I only have 2 previews on with a 4... And they're different ones than you, because this is Wise Girl.
Wise Girls.
And Night Watch.
Yeah.
So that was...
But Kick Saving and Beauty was a preview.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was a preview, so I had 3.
Yeah. Yeah, Night Watch had 4.5. But yeah, those probably... God damn, these movies.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the best ones. So
best
we don't,
ones.
So we don't just sit here groaning and getting angry at the movies we saw. I have 2 movies at 9.5.
Me too, and they're great. I own both of them.
I don't.
Whoa.
I own one of them, and the other one I should own. Because Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Uh-huh.
And It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Really?
Which I need to own, because it's a great freaking movie. Those are my 2 9.5s. And there's quite a distance in release dates on those two, but...
Mine aren't as drastic as release dates, like a decade or so. But
yeah, mine's like 40 years difference. 41 years difference.
Oh, I suppose that was like 2000, yeah.
Is 63 is when Mad World came out, and 04 is when Sunshine came out.
College years. My 9.5's Hot Fuzz...
Yes.
That's
I gotta rewatch them.
That's like my favorite. I could just watch that any day. That's like my favorite Edgar Wright movie. And then Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
that was a solid flick. And I can't wait to watch it again. Because I bought a Black Friday.
Yeah, I gave that a 9, so mine's not as high. I
haven't cracked that open yet. Yeah. I only get like 2 9s also. I'm too afraid and Scott Pilgrim.
Because I watched Far From Home.
Yeah.
And they had a preview for Spider-Verse. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot how amazing this looked.
It's so... that's the thing. I'm always afraid to give something too high of a score. But then sometimes I do... Because the ones I do give a high score, I'm like, why did I give those that high of a score?
Yeah. Because you got done watching in your suit. There's so many that I'm like, really? I gave it that high? And then I watched it again. I'm like, oh yeah, it is really good. I just forgot.
Yeah, like my 8s are solid 8s. I mean, they're good.
Yeah,
8s.
There's a lot of good 8s that I have.
Like, all of these, I think I own most of them.
Some good 8.5s, too. There's a couple of the 8.5s that I almost bought that I didn't. just because I'm like, I want it, but will I watch it again? Probably at some point.
All the eights.
And by the time I want to watch it again, I can probably get it cheaper than.
Yeah. Right now. All the eights on here that I don't have, it's because that just came out. That just came out. Like, yeah. That one came out. Like, I watch them all the year they came out, pretty much.
Because, like, Booksmart, Brightburn, those are strong movies that I don't own, but I enjoyed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So that's, and overall, the 131 movies, not my list, the average score, 6.6. Okay, so, 0.3, so 0.3 higher than the list movies. So... basically, my own tastes are slightly higher than what I am recommended to.
43. That's not right.
What'd you do? You included your other movies.
Nope, I was caught in the tally of the years.
All the years?
Like, that's not right. Like, the years they came out instead of...
Oh.
Like, instead of... I was on the wrong column.
I thought you meant, like, the year.
I'm like, how is that so high?
I think you meant all the years. Yeah, that'd be...
43.
I mean, I thought it was high when you divided by 12 instead of 50, but yeah.
6.9 again.
Ooh. Yeah, you like movies more than I do, I guess.
What did you say?
6.6.
Yeah. I just had a lot of strong movies this year.
I didn't. Look at this front page. Just fives.
Because this is just the screen. It's all eights and nines.
I mean...
so that's like a page of just eights and nines.
This whole page is like fives and sixes. And then some sevens.
Yeah. So that's 2019 in a nutshell.
Nutshell. But hey, you might ask.
I don't know if you can easily do it.
What's going on?
What was the best movie that came out in 2019 that you saw?
That came out in 2019?
Yeah. Would you be able to do that or not?
Probably all the theater ones I saw.
Yeah, so...
also, the best one that came out in 2019 was probably Knives Out. Was an 8. Okay. Otherwise, Scary Stories Tell in the Dark was an 8.
See it.
Us was an 8. Captain Marvel was an 8.
I had Midsummer...
oh, yeah.
With a 9.
Where are you at Midsummer? I think I gave it like a 7.5 or something.
Yeah, so for 2019, the best movie I saw was Midsummer.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went.
Well, if it's not on that last page, it wasn't.
Well, they're in high school. Oh, right here, Midsummer, 7.5, yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. Because, you know, it's the year...
Yeah. It's the actual
instead
year.
Of saying the best movie I watched this year came out in
1963. Yeah, best one I watched this year came out in 2018.
That's closer.
Yeah. But hey, you might be asking, what are we doing next year for the 2020?
So I decided to do something fun.
Yeah.
So,
because I kind of had the whole funny movie this year, so Jason's idea.
So we are going to watch movies. We're each. Okay, so we're taking the alphabet, and I'm picking an A movie, B movie, C movie, all the way down with the alphabet.
Like, with a title, not, like, a type of, like, this is a right. B movie, a bad B movie.
So for January, for example, I'll pick an A movie, a movie that starts with A, and a movie that starts with B. And Scott will pick a movie that starts with A and starts with B, and then we'll watch those four movies. And we'll do that for each month where we pick two, except when we get to December, just because of the way the alphabet works. and the months go, December, we're going to watch one movie that starts with an X that we both agree on. Then we can each pick a Y, and then we'll agree on a Z movie. Just because those are, like, movies that a lot don't come out with those letters.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be easier that way.
I already have two movies. I already have a movie I want for X and a movie I want for Z.
Okay.
So get ready for that fight in December.
It's triple X.
No.
That's what Carrie said. You're like, she's like, you can watch Triple X. I'm like, no.
You can finally watch X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, God, I forgot about all the X movies. Yeah. X-Men movies.
Yeah. Or X-Files, the movie.
That's true, X-Files.
I've already seen those, though.
All the Zorro movies.
The movies I'm picking, though, for the Alphabet Challenge...
are ones you own that you haven't watched.
Not necessarily, because, no. I mean, I went through all the ones I haven't watched yet.
That's
but
true.
Also that I haven't seen at all.
Right.
So, like...
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing movies that... It's been a long time since I've seen this. I'm not doing that this time.
Yeah. So...
There are either movies that I've been wanting to see for a long time. Yeah. Actually, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, because these... I have a stack of the A, B, and C right here. I haven't seen any of those movies. And I bought them... Yeah, I did buy all those. No, I didn't. This one Jess and Peter gave to me. And I was like, I've never seen it, so I gotta...
And I wanted it. To see
but
it.
I bought... So. I bought this one from Roman Sale. I bought this one for like a dollar at like Mojo's. So
yeah, so it's going to be 2020, the year of the alphabet.
Which makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah, because you need to get your eyes test.
Oh, 2020.
Get the letters.
Big letter E on the top.
Yeah, so E's going to be the best one. So get ready for E being the largest movie. And then the very bottom row, whatever letter is on there.
With the Z and Q and P.
The very lowest. That would have been funny. Get one of those charts and like.
Dude, we could totally do that. Like by the end of the year, make our own eye chart.
The best scores.
The best score. And put that letter on the
mine
top.
Mine is M. That'd be oh god. That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
But then do you do the average of the two E's?
Oh, that's what you're doing it.
Or would you do? Oh, this E was higher than this E, and then just have E twice in your.
Well, that's again. I made mine, and you made yours, and we compared the two.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah. Which might be, which, yeah, because then you have to choose whatever your favorite one was. Like, oh, I have 2 7.5s, but then, like, obviously the older lines.
But then how lines. Would, yeah, then you have to decide how many letters are in each line, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look online, and what's the eye chart, how many letters there are.
Because that's a visual joke for a podcast. Oh, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah, This is our time.
And then we'll also continue with the preview. At least for we'll see how far it takes us.
You bought that movie? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll also do the preview. We'll continue doing the preview movie where we review a movie before we watch it until we get bored of that topic. But I was just going to do it this year, and Scott's like, I got one for January. I'm like, all right. So we'll keep doing
it. What do you mean you're just going to do it for this year?
Well, I was just going to do it for 2019. Well,
yeah, technically that was for...
But we can keep doing it. December. So we can stop whenever we want.
We should have done that last in the year-end review thing, but we started it in January, so we didn't have one to talk about in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I like the idea of just checking out random movies and...
Yeah, I didn't even think about the library, so that's a great...
Like, most of the movies...
That one I got so angry at, so I don't know if I like...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, most of the movies, I'm like, I want to see them because I've heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of going, I know nothing about this movie, right. I'm going to watch it.
The title just popped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll keep doing it until we don't do it.
Until we stop and give up.
And until then... That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.